On this podcast, we are going to be talking about the inmates' experiences in the prison system. On the podcast today, we have a guest who will share his experience with the prison system. Our guest will touch on different topics, but our focus will be on solitary confinement and its effects on him while he was there, and its effects on him when he was released back to general population in the prison system.
Hi, I won't state my name. I chose to be anonymous. I was incarcerated in Delano State Prison for 6 years. While being incarcerated, I got moved over to solitary confinement twice, once for 63 days straight and another time for 45 days straight. Solitary confinement is a 5 by 10 foot cell. The only things that are in there is a toilet, a sink, and a bunk to sleep on. While you lay on your bunk, it's like pretty much laying on concrete. That's how hard it is. The only things that I was able to have while I was in there was a pencil, paper, and a Bible. You know, while I was in there, I felt depressed, a lot of anxiety. And, my mind was like running a marathon, you know. I didn't know what time of day it was. You know, you're in there 24 hours a day. The lights are on 24 hours a day. And, you know, so I would read the Bible just to, kind of keep myself from thinking so much and, to try to stay sane, you know, because while I was in there, it's just it's a lot of suffering, you know, not being able to see my kids, not being able to see my wife, not knowing how they are, not knowing if they tried to visit me or whatever the case was. And, it's a tell. The only things that you hear is the guards passing by, or when they bring you your food, or sometimes you would hear the other inmates being abused, you know, by the guards, and you could just hear them screaming and stuff. What they gave me to eat in there was jute balls, which is bread and vegetables mixed together. They give it to you twice a day, and that's all you get. And it's just stressful, and then when it's time to get released out of solitary confinement to general population, I was still worried because, in our rooms where we stay and sleep as a group in there, the guards still go in there and, sometimes tear up the rooms, throw your mattresses on the floor, whatever pictures and letters you got from your families, they throw them on the floor, and your food, whatever you have there, they throw it, and everything gets mixed up, and then you gotta pick it up and put it back away and stuff. And so whether I'm in solitary confinement or in general population, you know, there's always that worry of not knowing what's gonna happen next, depending how the guards feel in there. But the good thing was that, I was able to talk to my kids again and talk to my wife and see them. I still felt a little bit isolated, because being in solitary confinement for so long, you kind of get used to being alone. And, I got used to reading the Bible or just kind of keeping to myself. But you eventually break out of it and, start talking to people more and more again. But it's not the place to be. If I was anybody else, I would suggest to always stay on the right path, and there's always positive ways to deal with whatever's going on in life. There's no need to be in a prison or in solitary confinement around the guards or around prison. Thank you for having me on this podcast.
Thank you for coming out and sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.